This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether or not Jordan Hudson is out of line in a production meeting. Now I'm going to explain the background. Pablo Torre, who has just been making some people's lives a living hell by digging up all the dirt on them and finding constantly, was sent a leaked video of Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson on a hot mic discussing a television segment.
Not the hot mic.
In which he was going to be a part of. Now look, he seemingly gets anything he wants. The beginning or the end part of it is really interesting because it's mostly just the two of them absolutely eviscerating, making fun of other people in the room or other people they just don't like. And so like that part becomes very clear that they like a little hot goss between the two of them and to, you know, like kind of S on people a little bit. But she is sitting, I want to set up the scene. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson are sitting in a production meeting with NFL Films. We respect them as videographers.
No doubt.
I assume.
No doubt.
In which in this clip, you will hear her give some advice in the direction of the creativity of the show, including a suggestion of using Photoshop. If you will, please go. Please play this, and we'll see if she's out of line.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. Take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
we don't like that, we'll
the
just...
info. Yep. By
right.
All means.
So couldn't we it's pretty elementary. Do something.
Is she out of line for trying to help NFL Films with their creative process?
I mean, out of line. I mean, I just think it's just, I just roll my eyes at the
okay,
whole thing.
So
like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's just, what a disaster. The whole thing's just a disaster. That's
Cody,
all.
The way that it's been
situation.
Reported is I think she comes across, according to the report, without hearing any audio, it's like, man, she's saying it very ignorantly. I don't think she's actually being ignorant in here really at all. I do think there is a little bit of, she thinks she's giving advice that they don't already know. I think that's where it's not.
She called it Adobe Photoshop.
It's not.
Nobody calls it Adobe Photoshop. They just say Photoshop.
And that's just being nitpicky though. And like, just basically like trashing the person that people aren't a fan of.
Yeah,
right
I think
now.
It's not to be rude to her, but I know, because I think I've been in a situation like this as well, where I've been on her side of things where I'm suggesting something and I think that I'm genuinely helping, but the person who I'm talking to already knows all of the, she's giving advice to somebody who is already very well versed in Photoshop and even more programs that she probably doesn't even know.
There's two things I want to point out. One is in the video, and if you're watching in the video, you should be seeing this. The guy from NFL Films is fighting it. He's like standing over a chair, and he looks like that Popeyes employee after they released that chicken sandwich. He looks so tired of this conversation, man. He can't do it. Also, have you been to Bill Belichick's website? I would not be bragging about the work done over there. It looks like someone just went to Giphy and uploaded a bunch of poorly
as she said,
edited quality
she has no experience,
videos.
So yeah, it looks
it
like
shows.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this speaks to the dynamic of the two of them, where she clearly is the person in charge of anything Bill is going to do creatively, and that is probably making things super awkward at UNC and in these meetings with NFL Films or these meetings with Hulu. All this stuff. Man, he just seems lost in it. That's
I think you're right. It's more, so somebody texted, it's not even the Adobe Photoshop as much as it is what you call a template. And she said template like it was a foreign language. It's template, as far as tough. I'm concerned. But I thought that was, we know what a template is. At least I would, again, I think she has to do, at least in this situation, do a better job of maybe reading the room of, you do know who you're explaining this to. This is, you're not explaining Photoshop to Bill Belichick. You're explaining Photoshop to people at NFL Films.
They also have like a football conversation when she's like, should the graphics say this? And they're having to talk about the red zone.
She did mention she dropped Joe Montana.
Here's more from the leaked audio.
Oh, more?
Yes.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, they'll be 100%.
Right. It applies to all defenses.
Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. They have, okay, so they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself. No.
These are conversations that, like,
it sounds like
it sounds awkward.
Why is she part of these conversations?
Exactly. It sounds like to me she is, and I think this is very, very much the she is running everything, and she's in charge of the entire operation. It seems like, and it's more evident here where. She's trying to make sure everything is good, which is fine, but she has the role of Bill Belichick's partner and girlfriend in this situation, but also she is the muse. She is on the field. She is the creative designer for everything that it's like she can't not have a part in his, like everything in his life she has to have a part of. And I think it comes across as,
he's allowed it to happen. He's blinded by her. So,
I mean, I'll say sometimes the energy, and this goes back to like just a general large age gap. It kind of sounds like if Alex took like his grandma to the doctor and was trying to explain some things and advocate
exactly,
on her behalf.
Yes.
Like, hey, so does she need to take these pills in the morning or can she just take them before bed? It sounds like,
it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It'd be like me at the doctor and telling the doctor, like, well, doc, I saw it on WebMD and it said that actually you should, that's what it sounds like.
While
it
your grandma like, sits in the corner, you're like, I don't know about these beta blockers, doc. I was thinking maybe we could do the other. Meanwhile, the person, your grandma's a former doctor to go with it too.
So this is
she sounds like the person that went to pre-law that thinks they're an attorney already because they're a pre-law and they're not even in law school yet. That's what this person, what she sounds like.
Maybe this is the, like what we talked about last segment, and all of my students would love me because I'm overly nice. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand where she's coming from. And I think I do partially that I think she genuinely means well. However, and there's somebody's like this in your life everywhere. They genuinely mean well, but it's just unnecessary. It feels like that's the part of this.
You're trying to have a purpose in this meeting.
She's trying to, you're wanting to expedite the process and get things done where she means well, but it's making it go so much slower than it needs to be.
And again, they canceled the whole documentary. Like. Mm-hmm. And now we're finding out some of this leaked audio. That's what you guys have been listening. This is from the doc that's never going to air, basically, right?
Yes. Boy, I just tell you right now.
It's like the one person who's your friend where it's like, man, we really need to get going. It's like, no, but I got to ask you, I got to say something else. It's
and
like,
you still don't think this is embarrassing for Belichick?
Okay. Again.
He just said it didn't affect his
from
legacy.
From a legacy standpoint, no. Okay. But in terms of just all of it entirely, we are talking more. We've talked more in the last calendar year, really, but less than that even, about him and his girlfriend than anything that they've done.
And Lombardi's apparently missing in Saudi Arabia. It's like they gotta clean house.
Yes.
This is gonna go down as
tonight. They play tonight. This could be his last game he coaches.
This is gonna go down as Charlie Weiss' bad goal.
Did you also?
This is gonna go down like that high. Where everyone's like, "What the hell?" I understand they had success at some point in their lives. What the hell were you thinking is what how this decision is going
to
go down.
I'm trying to find it. There was a moment where Michael Lombardi was he talking about recruiting? Something like that in terms of getting recruiting talent or NIL or something like that. And he referred to it as it's like the NFL. Like we're running this like the NFL. And it's like, excuse me, this is college football. This is not the NFL. If you're running your college football program like the NFL, then you're not going to have very much success. I hate to tell it to you.
Yeah, someone says on the text, why can't she stay in her own lane? What's the long-term gain here? Well,
wants to have a career for herself.
She financially is clearly benefiting. And so there's been a lot of reporting about this. Financially, in real estate, she's benefiting from this relationship. He's obviously... What?
Oh, no. I was going to have... Yeah. Go ahead and finish, and then I found it.
I think we all know why he's in the relationship. That's all I was going to say.
In the transfer portal, Michael Lombardi is a part of this, of course. He's the GM. Chandler Morris, who's the quarterback of now ranked Virginia, he wanted to go to North Carolina, but Michael Lombardi told UNC staffers about him. You don't just understand what it takes to play in the National Football League. That's why they didn't recruit him to go to UNC. Mm. This is totally different. You're playing college football. It's not the NFL. If you're recruiting NFL talent, there's not NFL talent in every place in the country, and North Carolina, but for dang sure, is not going to be a place that NFL talent is going to just go to because you're Bill Belichick and Michael Lombardi. Ain't gonna happen.
I mean, it's just like, if you watch the video, and look, I'm sure everybody knows a graphic designer in their life. We have one in the building. Having to sit through that conversation when somebody's saying,
you want to create, editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop.
Is she DeLulu? Is she DeLulu?
No, I think she's a gold digger. I think that's what she is. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? They both are okay with the relationship, so why should I care about the relationship? I can comment on it, but if they're both fine where she knows what she's in it for and he knows what he's in it for, so be it.
It does feel like every single time we talk about this, by the end of us talking about it, we're like, why are we even wasting this much time on it? But it still comes up time and time again.
It's one of the greatest football coaches of all time. It's shocking to see how his career is going down the drain at the very end. And the... leaked audio of this woman that is seemingly controlling his life now is somewhat fascinating. That's why.
Do you think Bill Belichick gives her options to pick for dinner, or does she just say what's for dinner?
I don't think there's a lot of girl dinners, if that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was saying.
We learned yesterday.
Let's go. Cody, that segment is actually incredible because we have now.
Worked it right into the show.
Seamless.
Yeah, yesterday I used Riz a couple of times as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like it definitely, the Bengals had a lot of Riz last time. I feel like it was very, very productive
Someone
yesterday.
Says play the worst part of when they're talking trash. I don't know if we have that.
Oh, it's at the end. I don't think it's in the system.
I don't think we have that.
Oh, do we not get that part?
It's right at the end, and they're just like.
I don't know if we have that.
I don't think they realize that they can be heard, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think we have that, guys, unfortunately, ready.
Do we know what was kind of suggested?
They were just talking about some other people who they were doing work with and then just kind of like snickering.
In the NFL, evidently.
Snickering and making fun of them, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
That is the random question of the day.
I'm not sure it won't be the last bit about Jordan. Jordan, I almost said Jennifer Hudson. That's not who that is.
Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
I
need to publicly apologize after that.
Don't love
Jordan. Assumption. Jordan Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Someone says they got to eat dinner at 4:30 so Bill can catch Matt Locke.
That's right. The reruns.
Someone says Bill's losing his aura points. That is true. Boy, oh boy, is that ever true.
This got to be hard to watch as like a family member. If you're his ex-wife or kid.
Oh, yeah. Or daughter, right? Doesn't he have a daughter?
Yeah.
His son is in the building with him.
Well, yeah. Again,
Steve, I think. Defensive coordinator that can't stop anybody.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.